Welcome back to another instalment of our DC Talks video podcast series. Today I'm joined by Paul Danks and Dan Robinson, directors of our Global Portfolio Solutions team. It's very easy during the current situation to focus on the here and now and your local market. Yet some of our clients have property portfolios located around the world, most of which are impacted by COVID-19 to varying degrees. It's this part of the client base that I'd like to have a discussion with Paul and Dan today. These are clients who have portfolios of various property types, sizes, and locations. No doubt, this must throw up numerous difficulties. So, going to go straight in there with a question to both of you. What have been the initial issues or concerns during these first few weeks of the pandemic for those who are tasked with managing such large portfolios? And I'll go to Paul first of all.
I think that the biggest initial issue to be dealt with was actually how do we ensure the overall continuity of our business. That was the immediate concern. So it's very much about looking at the safety of the staff. How will they operate over this next period when it's an undefined period that we're having to deal with? How are we going to mobilize them? And one of the global companies based in mainland Europe that we're dealing with was telling us that literally overnight, there was something like 98% of their staff, and there was over 100,000 staff were having to home work. So you imagine dealing with the logistics of that, not least in ensuring that staff who had been used to coming into the office with desktop computers, suddenly they were going to be provided with laptops where required to work from their homes. So it was the logistics of dealing with that, which were the initial and the first concerns, which of course then very quickly businesses then start to appreciate once they're able then to continue to operate that perhaps looking forward, we're going to make some changes in the way we operate our business moving forward.
And the same question to you, Dan. Any other companies that have managed to source laptops in this this laptop kind of scarce world?
I mean, it not only just infrastructure or hardware needs, but also a large French conglomerate has certainly talked about what the facility needs will be going forward, the policies and procedures as the employees return. You know, if we look at different countries who are easing their lockdown, like Germany and France and Italy, or even over the United States, these are countries that are starting to relax their lockdown, we're going to see the emergence of staff back in the office. And so this particular French conglomerate, who is a global player, is really concerned about, you know, what are those policies, procedures, and how do they ensure, as Paul was saying, the well-being of their staff, the safety of their staff. So that's top of mind right now. And looking at ways to, that's going to be an increased cost to them, but also they're going to be looking at other ways to trim that cost around the occupation of the space.
And I suppose our link in with our Cressa colleagues as well has thrown up some interesting conversations out there. Anything to remark on there?
Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just going to say, I think Tvenna Cressa are part of the wider Cressa global network. So our clients are occupying property right the way across the world. So it's important for Dan and I to not only just have continual conversations over this period with our clients, but also talk with our colleagues in our other Cressa offices. I mean, for example, yesterday morning, I was talking to our colleagues down in Sydney in Australia. And we were just talking about their experiences and how the clients in Australia are actually dealing with the changes in the legislation that they anticipate coming through. The requirements are going to be placed upon the operational businesses there. So what Dan and I are doing is sort of taking the learnings from one part of the world. And then when next week we've got a discussion with our colleagues in our Dallas office, then we're looking at how businesses are actually going to operate in that state and then across the USA. And the same where earlier this week we were talking to colleagues in Germany and clients in Germany. So it's very, very important for Dan and I, as we're responsible for global corporate solutions, that when our clients ask us, you know, how are other companies responding? What are your experiences? How are companies dealing with the fact that we, you know, in certain situations we can't operate, but our costs are still there? How successful are you being, guys, as a business in terms of engaging with landlords, in terms of discussions for rent deferrals or moving from quarterly to rental, monthly rental payments? It's important that we share that knowledge.
From what I'm gauging at the moment is that we're almost past this initial phase. We're moving, businesses are moving past, and business thinking is almost kind of now kind of in the midst of that recovery phase, starting to think of bringing back staff. And especially from a global point of view, if we're already starting to see that in our offices around the globe. So that kind of brings me to a question to you, Paul. Will this be different to previous downturns? So the impact on decision making, is it going to be any different?
I think it definitely will be different to previous downturns, because of course in previous downturns we've not, in parallel, right at the very centre, had to deal with the fundamental health issue. So whereas in the past, individuals within companies might have been tasked with a particular project and they'll say, oh, well, you know, delivery of results in that project in 3 months, 6 months' time. Now we're seeing those timescales contracted. So for example, what we are seeing is if a company has got a global real estate team, we've seen team members being tasked with producing recommendations within, say, a 6 week timescale on the basis of the experience that they've had from operating businesses remotely, and saying, look, we anticipate that we won't need all of this space moving forward. And whereas in the past, if a business manager has said, well, maybe we need 30% less space, or maybe we need 60% less space, people would have thrown their hands up in horror and said, well, we cannot possibly operate like that. Whereas what we're starting to hear now is maybe that thinking is not so much out of the box. Maybe it's not 30%, maybe it's 25%, maybe it's 20%, maybe whatever. But what we need to do now is start to be thinking, as Dan said, when we come back and when we move forward, how are we going to operate space? Where are we going to operate space? And so on. And so I think now it's not something, as we say, where the can be kicked down the road.
Yeah.
These things are going to have to be addressed.
And Dan, I'm sorry to cut you off there, Paul, but
that's all right.
I just wanted to kind of bring in Dan at this point and kind of just to touch on the point that Paul made in terms of kind of analysing the learnings that people are getting from on a country by country basis. How they will impact on a global scale. Is it too early to say that businesses will start to move different functions away from different countries, different jurisdictions, or because of the regulations and the distancing measures that are being brought in?
I think you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag, Sean, in terms of some of the business leaders or real estate managers are going to be looking at their portfolio comprehensively and trying to apply a one size fits all kind of policy and procedure. Others are going to have to adopt a little bit more country by country, city by city type of, because the guidance will be different. And what they'll be doing is, as they evaluate all this, they're going to be looking at the functions and what they're doing in these particular locations, and that trying to understand who needs to have more contact than the others. So we'll definitely start seeing clients come forward and evaluate that, ask us to assist them in helping understand where we could perform some of these functions in other countries that may not have been as highly afflicted by the outbreak, or, you know, have a different labor or talent pool available that can actually supplement that. So we'll definitely see them take a little bit of a bifurcated view of which way they want to, what they want to look at, but it will be around what functions need to be in the office and what can be done remotely.
So
just to add to that, quite a fundamental aspect to some of the work that Dan and I deal with from the point of view of global portfolio solutions is actually looking at the supply chain in all of its aspects, be you a logistics operator or be you an office operator. And so I think what we are going to see is businesses, on the basis of experience they've had, reevaluating or wishing to reevaluate their supply chain. And that's certainly where we as Devona Cresa can actually help them, in terms of help them with the understanding, help them with the optimization of their supply chain, help them by analyzing the data that's coming in from the business, and understanding the move, you know, on the one hand for offices, the movement of staff to get into the office, to work in the office, on in terms of industrial and logistics, where the customer base is, where the raw products are coming from, and just looking at what the experience is coming out of the COVID-19 crisis situation has meant for these businesses. So just to make sure.
You really have, both of you, given a lot of food for thought, and kind of what I'm taking away from this is, I'm just looking at my notes here, is that the experience in countries that are coming away out of this at an earlier stage are beneficial to all, whether it's in the corporates or whether it's in our Cresa network. But most importantly, it's the cost of managing this situation, the cost of managing the well-being and the health of staff within these businesses is paramount. I'm certain that our conversation on this topic will evolve over the coming weeks, and I'm sure we'll explore it further into another podcast. But for further information on the support that Devona Cresa is providing businesses during these times can be found on our specific COVID-19 page on devono.com. And I'd just like to take this opportunity just to thank you, Paul and Dan, and to thank you listening at home.
Thank you.
Thank you.